The jockeying for a coveted casino license in the Southern Tier and Finger Lakes parts of New York was on display at a public comment session yesterday in Ithaca. As WRVO's Alan Abbott reports, the New York Gaming Facility Location Board wrapped up a series of public hearings listening to arguments about proposed casinos in what's called the Eastern Southern Tier region.
Supporters see casinos as a golden opportunity to bring life back to a part of the state that's still stumbling economically. Peter Walsh is from the family that owns Traditions, already an entertainment venue in Johnson City near Binghamton. He says his group's biggest plus is the proximity to an urban area that's got one of the highest unemployment rates in the state.
We have 200,000 people in our close proximity, and we have 5,000 more unemployed people right in our county, 5,000 more than any of the other competitors. So, you know, there's a huge workforce.
Then there's Tioga Downs, about 30 miles west of Johnson City in Nichols. Tioga Downs is already a gambling venue with a racetrack and racino. Gwen Kanan, president of the Tioga County Chamber of Commerce, wants that taken into consideration.
To bring it to other areas where it will either detract from Tioga Downs and established business is actually unfair.
Seneca County Supervisor Robert Shipley supports a proposal by mall developer Thomas Wilmot to build the Lago Resort and Casino in Tyre. What's his selling point?
When you look at all the numbers, the Lago proposal will benefit all the other counties within Region 5 more than any other proposal.
And unions were on hand in force. Michael Davis is a union official in Seneca County.
We have a membership of 145 members. I currently have over 43 people out of work. That's 43 families that have no hope, and at least until next spring, unless something good comes along.
The only organized opposition came from a group called Casino Free Tyre. Spokesman James Dawley says his organization aims to preserve the rural character of his community. He sympathizes with the job plight these other communities face, but wonders if these are the right kind of jobs.
Probably the energy that went into getting a casino could have been more productive, used to bring industry to Tyre.
A state board is reviewing 16 casino proposals in the state's three regions, and it will later this year recommend at least one project in each of these regions, although one region could get two casinos. In Ithaca, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.